Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Express, you're bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. And oh, and by the way, if you go to jimblasingame.com, you'll find my all my books there, including the Age of the Customer. So check that out if you get a chance. So it's just continuing to just be you and me. One more segment of having to put up with just me, but I've got I want to set up my next interview with George Levy. He's one of our blockchain experts. I want to set you up for that by talking about blockchain, by reminding you about this. And if you're new to us, if you're just tuning in to us, this will help you, I think, because as you know, for now the coming up on 4 years, I've been telling you about blockchain. January 2016, I started telling you that this was something you were going to have to watch for, disconnected from cryptocurrency. As you know, blockchain was created. The blockchain that we know was created to deliver Bitcoin by Satoshi Nakamoto. That's the name given to the guy who invented Bitcoin in 2008. So he created this thing we now call blockchain, and so for a long time, Bitcoin was the brand, and most people didn't even know what blockchain was. But now blockchain has its own life, and it's disconnected from it. I mean, Bitcoin is still delivered by blockchain, but now blockchain is like an open source technology. It is an open source technology, and there are different kinds of blockchain. There's more than one. In fact, there's a blockchain-type technology that isn't even blockchain. We've reported on that on the show. So the point I'm trying to make here, folks, is there's an open-source capability that's making its way into our world, into our marketplace, that I call blockchain-type technology. And the reason I'm doing that is I'm hedging myself here because I think in my lifetime, probably, certainly in most of your lifetime, we'll come up with a variation on this, but we won't call it blockchain. It'll be called something else. And in fact, I talked about that in the third ingredient. I talked about another type of technology coming at us one of these days. So I like to use the term blockchain type technology because I'm agnostic about what it is. I'm not beholden or in love with blockchain. I just know that there's going to be an off-the-shelf, open source technology that will allow you to do business with people digitally, with using digital leverage, and depending on how you want to look at it, either be able to trust them or not have to trust them. Some people, you know, you can look at it either way, half full, half empty. You can either, because the blockchain will be the technology that will be so immutable. The terms of the blockchain structure will be so immutable that you will have to comply. I'll have to comply with my end of the smart contract on the blockchain. You'll have to comply, or the blockchain won't release the results. It won't release payment. It won't release the product. It won't culminate the venture. It just won't. It'll be immutable unless we do what we say. And so... This is the future of trust. And you and I both know that as human beings continue into the digital age, we're not going to change. Our world is changing at light speed, but we're not going to change. We're still going to be analog humans, just like Ben Franklin and Hammurabi and Moses. We're going to be the same DNA, the same protoplasm, 100 years from now as we were 1,000 years ago and as we are today. we're still going to require trust. And that means we've got to come up with a technology that we can attach a trust to that will serve us in the digital age. It will still make you and me comfortable with doing business at light speed in everything that we do. And I believe that that facilitator, that technology, that immutable capability will be a blockchain type technology. And we're seeing it now increasingly in the marketplace. When George Levy joins us in the next segment, he's going to talk to us about how it's expanding in the supply chain. This is an organic step that's being taken with blockchain by being part of the supply chain. It just makes sense. It's simplified in that area, in that world, and nobody doesn't think it's a good thing because it's adding so much new capability and so much new trust. And out of that, watch the supply chain. Out of that will come eventually the ubiquitousness of blockchain in other parts of our marketplace. So just keep an eye on that. And, of course, I'm looking forward to hearing what George has to say. He's got a new report. He's attended a new event that has expanded even his understanding of the blockchain expansion. And how it's increasingly becoming part of our marketplace. And it's going to become part of your marketplace, small business owners, because more and more of you are part of your larger customer supply chains. Expect one of the next RFPs, one of the next specifications you get from your customers to be a requirement that you understand and join a blockchain-type contract. It's coming at you. 10, 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.